Okay, well, we're talking about clean energy here in the Upper Peninsula and across Michigan. And Kevin Marin is with us from the Michigan Infrastructure Office. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Crystal Becker, we've talked before. She's here in the UP at the Superior Watershed Partnership and, of course, is a new UP Energy Ambassador. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Kevin, kind of give us an overview of this initiative to try to get more entities, more groups, nonprofits, whatnot, municipalities involved in clean energy projects.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. So I'm the director with the Michigan Infrastructure Office, and one of our sub programs is the Technical Assistance Center that my office operates, the TAC. The TAC is designed to help communities, nonprofits, local governments, and other tax-exempt organizations access federal funding for infrastructure and clean energy projects. One of those opportunities is called elective pay, also known as direct pay, which is created under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kind of a unique program in that it really helps tax-exempt organizations. So we're talking about schools, local governments, nonprofits, tribal nations, houses of worship, humane society facilities. Really helps those types of organizations who don't pay taxes access and qualify for tax credits up to 30% for clean energy and infrastructure projects. So it's sort of a new program that not a lot is known about. A lot of organizations, by virtue of not paying taxes, are not aware that they actually qualify for this program. And my office is, I think, one of our key aspects of our charter is really to make sure that Michiganders and our local communities here are getting our fair share of federal funding, and then, of course, taking advantage of all the competitive and the other opportunities to get more than that if we can. So this is a fantastic opportunity, one we're really keyed into to help Michiganders get access to these tax credits and get what they are owed for the projects that they've deployed. So we've launched seven ambassadors, including Crystal with her organization Superior Water Partnership, to take advantage of those credits and help people kind of connect the dots and make sure they have the tools they need to access this opportunity.
So, Crystal, how does this translate up here then?
I think it's so important and helpful to have these ambassadors because I know just working in the energy space in the UP, there can be a lot of disconnect between organizations and getting assistance from the state. And just a lot of, I think, confusion when just knowing what's out there and how you can qualify and how you can apply. I think it's really exciting to have an ambassador that can come to people in the UP, make sure they're all looped into this program, and bring them these rebates. Because, again, there's people that are doing great work up here too, and they definitely deserve to get reimbursed for their investments they're making in clean energy.
So how do you do that? People are familiar, of course, with your organization on a lot of things that you do here, with the environment and whatnot, but how can you help people?
Superior Watershed Partnership, we have worked across the whole UP helping people for 25 years now. So it's really exciting to add on this program as well. So what I can do is connect with these entities, help them see if they are eligible to receive these credits, help them go through the process. With a lot of governmental things, there's a certain amount of stipulations you need to meet, and requirements that I think can get really confusing if you're trying to do it on your own. So basically, these entities can reach out to me as well as MyoTech, and we helping them through the process of figuring out what they're eligible for, applying. We can just be a really much easier resource to help them one-on-one, having meetings and being able to just go through every step with them is going to just make it a lot more accessible.
Kevin, do you see this continuing? There's been a lot of pushback from President Trump on a lot of things that was done before on the federal level. How long is this program there for?
Yeah, well, we certainly saw some changes from the one big beautiful bill. Functionally, it preserved the program. It did change some of the timelines for accessing these credits. A lot of projects need to have construction started this year, whereas previously they would have been able to start a little bit down the road. I don't think this was ever intended to be a permanent program in the U.S. We've kind of had to accelerate our timelines to make sure we're helping folks take advantage of these. All to say, I think the critical piece here is that we are trying to move as quickly as possible to take advantage of it while it does exist, and help people, as I said, get what they are owed from the federal government.
All right, last word goes to you, Crystal. How can people up here in the UP, various groups and whatnot, get with you?
Yeah, thanks for asking. They can reach out to the Superior Watershed Partnership. Looking up our website has our contact info, calling the office and saying you're interested in the elective pay program. You could also email me. My email is Crystal, which is KRYSTLE at superiorwatersheds.org. And we can just go from there and start helping you figure out if you can get these tax credits back.